Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care. Isn't that just a fancy way of saying taking a bubble bath and watching Netflix? And listen, those things can be great. Self-care is so much more than that. It's the foundation for achieving anything you set your mind to, from acing that big presentation to finally launching that side hustle you've been dreaming about. Think about it. How can you pour from an empty cup? You need to fuel yourself, recharge, and build resilience if you want to conquer the world, right? Today we're diving deep into the power of self-care and why it's not just a luxury, it's a necessity for success. First things first, let's bust some myths. Self-care isn't selfish. It's about investing in yourself, your well-being, and ultimately your ability to show up as your best self in every aspect of life. Ever felt like you're running on fumes? Like you just can't keep up with everything going on? Yeah, that's the lack of self-care talking. It shows up as burnout, stress, anxiety, and a whole host of other things that hold us back from reaching our full potential. So, how do we start prioritizing self-care in our crazy busy lives? Think about it like this. You wouldn't neglect your car, right? You take it for regular maintenance, fill it up with gas, and make sure everything is running smoothly. Your body and mind are no different. Here's the deal. We need to treat ourselves with the same level of care and attention we give our other responsibilities. Number 1. Movement. It doesn't have to be a marathon every day. It can be a brisk walk, sun stretching, or even just dancing around your living room to your favorite tunes. Exercise is a powerful mood booster and stress reliever, plus it keeps your body in tip-top shape. Remember, feeling good physically often leads to feeling good mentally. Number 2. Sleep. We all know this one, but sometimes we struggle with it. Aim for 7 minutes, 9 hours of quality sleep every night. It's like hitting the reset button, allowing your mind and body to recharge and prepare for the day ahead. Think about it. Would you try running a car on fumes? No way. Your brain needs that downtime just as much as your engine does. Number 3. Nutrition. Fuel your body with whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. Avoid processed junk and sugary drinks, which can leave you feeling sluggish and drained. Think of your food as the building blocks for your success. You wouldn't build a house on a weak foundation, right? Number 4. Mindfulness. Take time each day to be present in the moment. Practice deep breathing, meditation, or simply sit quietly and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button in your busy mind and creating space for clarity and calm. And finally, number 5. Connection. Nurture relationships with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and build a supportive community around you. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered executive who's always on the go. She's juggling multiple projects, late nights at the office, and constantly feeling overwhelmed. But then, she starts incorporating self-care into her routine. She starts going for evening walks, getting enough sleep, eating healthier meals, and taking a few minutes each day to meditate. Slowly but surely, she starts feeling more energized, focused, and in control. As stress levels decrease, her productivity skyrockets, and she even finds more time for the things she loves. See? Self-care isn't just about pampering yourself, it's a powerful tool for unlocking your full potential. By taking care of yourself, you're setting yourself up for success in all areas of life. Remember, you deserve to feel good and live your best life. So, make self-care a priority, not an afterthought. You've got this. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I want to hear from you guys. What are your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media, @calmconfidentpod. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.